The Philadelphia Museum of Art is the subject of a new artwork at another museum. The Fabric Workshop and Museum in Chinatown commissioned an artist to make a work examining the curatorial practices at the art museum. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports the work poses the question, what is art?
The Philadelphia Museum of Art has one of the largest collections of work by Constantine Brancusi, including a piece called Sculpture for the Blind. And it caught the eye of artist Lenka Clayton because it's displayed inside a glass case. It cannot be touched.
The quite understandable logic of a museum to keep the artwork safe collides with the logic of the artist or the title of the artwork to create this beautifully absurd situation of a sculpture for the blind that exists only for the sighted.
In response, Clayton gathered together 17 blind people, described to them as best she could what Sculpture for the Blind looks like, and asked them to recreate it based on their understanding of the piece. The original is an egg-shaped object about the size of a rugby football. The resulting 17 interpretations are now on display at the Fabric Workshop and Museum.
You can touch all of them.
While Clayton was researching the Brancusi sculpture, she came upon a letter in the archives written to the art museum in the 1970s. It was from a man who said his great-grandfather sculpted an egg similar to Brancusi's. So why is Brancusi's egg worthy to be in a museum, but his great-grandfather's egg is not?
Very poignant 40-year-old letter. I did some research, and I found out that it was never answered.
Clayton sent that letter to 1,000 museum directors and curators and asked them to provide an answer. 179 replies came back, ranging from the very curt to the very whimsical. This question of why some objects are considered art and some not is one museums grapple with every day. The answer is always changing, and it's sometimes confrontational, says John Vick, project manager at the art museum.
You have art lovers, and then you also have like art skeptics. And skepticism makes you think more. It makes you look more closely. It makes you do all the things that can lead to an experience of art that is very rewarding.
The installation at the Fabric Workshop and Museum and the art museum's recent response to it will be on display until July. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.